This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with Bolt Cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to try something. I don't know. Have we ever tried this before?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
No. So let's give it a whirl.
I mean, we've done things like it. We want to do in your face.
Mm-hmm. In your face.
In your face. Like, when did you just, it's kind of a revenge.
Yeah.
But it's kind of spite.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of sticking it to the man.
Kind of petty, you know, a little, yeah, stick it to the man, all that. But it's just when you get to go, yes.
So there was a dude in an antique shop in China, and he inadvertently cracked the vase. And the owner of the restaurant, the antique shop, started flipping out like you cracked the vase. He freaked out. So the dude, in a full-on, spiteful, revengeful, in-your-face moment, paid for the vase, which was $1,600.
Wow.
Oof.
And proceeded to smash it in front of this dude.
Oh my gosh.
I love this guy. Like, he's like, nope.
I kind of love it.
Yeah.
What is more in your face than that?
Because if someone is up in your face being like, you broke it, you have to fix it, like, oh man.
Mm-hmm. Give him the money.
Yeah.
Especially, yeah.
And then
just drop it.
Smash it.
I wonder if he threw in any sort of like, you can't even afford this vase.
That's
and
what
you're
I'm
in
saying.
Here cracking it.
That's
like,
exactly.
Oh,
that's,
no.
It doesn't, I don't want them to all be about money, but
right.
I love, like, there's an element to that where you're just like, oh, you don't, every one of the stories that I have personally aren't about me, but they are about money, and they're about people who think you can't afford
you
something.
Did have one that I got to witness with my
mine?
Very own eyes. We were at Knox, and there was a guy, there was a line for merch at the end of the show, and you were trying to like walk past him because we were going outside to meet him.
I don't even remember this.
You were pretty drunk. You weren't.
I might have been.
But the guy was like, oh no, you can't go through. It's $100. And you took out your wallet, took out $100, you slapped it on his chest, and you said, here you go, and just walked by.
Yeah, I did do that.
And I just stood there with my mouth open, just like,
and that guy didn't even work there.
He didn't.
He was in line for merch.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't, that's not the smartest in your face.
It's still impressive.
I do that when I, like, this is the worst thing for me. Every once in a while, somebody gives me $100, and I just wait for a moment to just do something stupid with it.
Mm.
I don't do anything. I'll give it to a server, which is not stupid, but it's just like, I want to make somebody's day with it or shut somebody up with it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's what hundreds are for. Like, you can't go to, like, 7-Eleven and go, I'm just buying this pack of extra. Here's $100. Can you break it?
Right.
$100 is for putting on somebody's chest and going, step aside, Butch.
Yeah, in your face.
All right. So if you've got an in-your-face moment, we'd like to hear what it was. 303-222-5423. That's where you call. That's where you text.
I have a complex relationship, let's say, with college. But here's some of the backstory. I was in college. I wanted to do radio. And they had this like career thing that you signed up for. And they're like, we will help you find jobs in the career field that you choose. Like, there's only, it's a very small school. I was the only one in my class who wanted to do radio. I ended up getting a job at the station in the town that was super small that I only got because I had already been working there as a part-timer.
Yeah.
They did not tell me about the job at all. Then I left the job. I went to California. I started doing other things, right? And then eventually I found my way to Denver. I'm here in Denver. And word got back to my school. And they were like, oh, a graduate is on the radio. He's in Denver. He's moving up in the world. This is great. They reached out to me. And they were like, hey, alumni, we'd love to do an article on you. We'd love to feature you
In
the magazine. We want to do a whole thing. And I said, kick rocks.
Wow.
Did you really?
I did. I was like, absolutely not, because I don't want you guys to act like
you took any credit.
You took any credit.
You didn't nurture me?
Mm-mm. You didn't help me at all. I begged you to help me get a radio job, and I actually found out later, they didn't even know I was, they thought I was still working at that town, at the small town radios. They had no idea I left.
That's so funny, because like, so I went to CU Denver, and they were also trying to help me find something in radio, but Drunk Aaron went to Alive at 5, and that's how I got the internship.
You did
and I am still like begging them. I'm like, don't you see I'm successful? You want me back?
Mm-mm. In your face.
Kick rocks, brother.
That's awesome. That's a good one.
So my buddy Josh, I've told the story before, but this is my best in your face moment. He was dressed down at a bar that had some high-end whiskeys.
Okay.
And if you know what Pappy Van Winkle is, it's really hard to get your hands on.
Yeah. I've had it. It tastes gross.
I personally don't like it, but whiskey guys love it. And they had the Pappy 23, the hardest one to get.
Oh.
It's like a bottle's like 300. And if you get a bottle, you can flip it for $6,000 immediately. So then per shot, it's like $100, $100 or more per ounce of this stuff.
Jeez.
And he's like, oh my God, you have Pappy. Can I'll do some Pappy. And they're like, yeah, no, we're not.
What?
You can't. Like,
why not?
Because he doesn't look like he has it.
Oh my God.
So he orders a Diet Coke from the guy and a different server comes up. He's like, I'll take the Pappy. And they get it down and he's like, 3 ounces. That's $300.
Wow.
Other guy comes over, realizes it's happening, slaps his Amex down, transaction goes through, and he dumps the Pappy into his Diet Coke.
I hope he was just making eye contact with that dude.
100%. Just like,
yes.
And then made that dude get him a straw.
A straw? Did you? Oh, wow.
It's like, I need a straw. And then he put it in his Pappy and Coke.
And my gosh.
It was a $320 Pappy and diet.
Wow.
And three words spring to mind. In your face! Is it worth $300?
No.
Well,
yeah, it's priceless.
Now
yeah,
here's what I'm scared of, you guys. This is a guy thing to do.
Yeah.
We want to put women to the front of the line on this.
Mm-hmm.
Like Julie, I know it's not real, but Julia Roberts did it in
Pretty Woman.
Yeah, she's like dressed terrible and goes in and they're like, yeah, I'm sorry, we can't serve you. And then she goes and gets all the stuff elsewhere and comes back and goes, you work on commission? Big mistake. Huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
that's the thing.
You run into a bully again or something. And you just get to. Yeah.
Mm.
Tables have turned, baby.
In yo face. It is such a guy thing to do. It really is.
Yeah.
But if girls did it too, we want all the stories. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, so we're looking for things. We think it's going to be a lot of guys, and it looks like it is, but it's like in your face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of that moment where you just, ugh!
I have 7 more stories that just occurred to me that we don't have time to get to.
Oh, no.
Makes me sad inside.
That happened to you? That you got to do?
No, just other people. People with money.
Okay,
most people who get to do in your face have a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not fair. Scott?
Yay.
In your face. What happened?
This is many years ago. I bought Microsoft Word for my computer, the kind you put in the, and it downloads it that way.
Yeah.
And it was not compatible with my computer. So I went back to Best Buy and I said, hey, I'd like to return this. And he says, no, I can't do that. You already opened it. And I said, so? And he's like, well, we don't know if you copied it. And then I said, I wouldn't know the first thing how to do that. He said, sorry, store policy. He goes, you can exchange it. And I was like, whatever. And I walked out, and I'm in my car in the parking lot, and I was like, wait a minute, did he just say, I can exchange it? I was like, are these people this stupid? So I went back in, grabbed the brand new one, unopened, got in line again, made sure I didn't get that guy, went to another clerk, and I said, hey, I'd like to exchange this. He does the exchange. I take the unopened Microsoft Word. I went out to my car for a few minutes, you know, let's not be too suspicious about it. Went back in, got in line, said, I'd like to return this.
That's good.
It is good. The fact that you went out to your car, like, I would have just gotten
just
back
gone
in line.
Straight just, back to the dude and go, in your face, it's sealed now. That's a good one, Scott. Thank you. Jonathan.
Yay.
In your face. What happened?
So I know this is it's kind of petty, but there's this guy at my job, and to be honest, I just can't stand him.
Join the
why
club.
Why did TX start laughing right then? Okay, you're excused. Sorry, keep going, man.
So he was just bragging about how he's going to get this personalized, license plate, saying I'm big dog, you know? I just thought, just to spite him, I'm just going to go to DMV and get it myself.
You went and got those. He hadn't procured it yet? He didn't, put in the paperwork?
No, he was just going all around the office just bragging. I was like, okay, I'm just going to set him up.
Do you have the plates yet? Has he seen them?
Oh, yeah. I put the plate, you know how I usually put the plate in the back. I drove up right to the job with it right in front of me.
Yeah, but...
In your face, dude.
But now you're a guy with a personalized plate that says Big Dog. Like, yeah, I don't know who wins that.
Big Dog at the job, man, and that's me.
Okay. It feels like you didn't win this one, though. Thanks for the call, man. Melissa?
Yay.
In your face. What'd you do?
Oh, well, I got fired from my job about 10 years ago. And my boss said, you do not belong in this industry. You should go off and do something else. I mean, he belittled me in front of my coworkers.
It was
bad. It took me a long time to gain confidence after that. And then after some soul searching, I thought, you know what? This has to make me stronger, right? Like, I have to just not listen to him and, make my own path.
Yeah.
And so not long ago, maybe like 6 months ago, I was actually at a conference and I was the keynote speaker in the same industry as I was before. And the most beautiful, sweet revenge part of all this is my ex-boss was sitting right in the front, right there.
Oh.
Yes.
Did you address him in your TED Talk, or did you, was just your presence alone enough to go, who doesn't deserve to be in the industry?
I 100% referred to him. I didn't use his name just because I try to be professional, and, in a lot of industries, everybody knows everybody, so... I kept it cool, but believe me, his eyes widened when I mentioned certain things. He knew exactly what I was talking about. And
yes.
When I tell you,
oh my
he
God.
Did not even come see me after. Like, I had people coming up to me. He just walked the other way.
Wow.
Oh, that makes me feel so good.
Oh, yeah. He never moved up to where he was. He's living in the same place doing the same thing. And here I am absolutely killing it. And it felt... Oh, damn good.
I want to bottle this and bathe in.
Good for you.
I love it so much.
Yeah. If we listen to people who told us we didn't belong in the industry, none of us would be here.
That is so true. Ryan?
Yeah.
In your face. What happened?
So my wife's best friend, Ro, she went to go buy a truck, and she's a boss. And she walked in and was basically like, hey, I want the red one. And the sales guy was like, where is your father? She's like, excuse me? And she's like, and he goes, where's your boyfriend? She was like, oh, screw you. Walked across the street, switched brands, paid cash, came back over, honked, and waved as she drove by.
Ooh, oh, nice.
I love it.
Yeah, but you're buying a truck you didn't want. She wanted that other brand. It's still in your face. It's in your face. I get it. I get it.
But now you kind of don't want it anymore.
She drove it back and forth to the airport, and that's it.
Wow. What I don't what is with people? Why
would you judge a book by its cover?
Yeah.
Like you're,
it's only gonna bite you in the butt.
It is. Thank
That's
you, Ryan.
Awesome.
Laura.
Yay, guys.
Yay.
In your face. What happened?
Yeah. Well, I was in high school way back when in the '80s, and this girl came up to me and was accusing me of trying to take her boyfriend and flirting with her boyfriend. So I just told her, I go, listen, if I want your man, I'll have your man. Remember that. And I walked away. She just stood there, didn't know what to
say. In your face!
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.
9.